Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman and I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about a question that comes up all of the time in my workshops and classes. People always ask me, Karen, how do I get my product into PetSmart? I have this great pet product and I'd love to sell to them. Any suggestions, quick tips or strategies? Well, that's what this training little video is all about, just to support you in actualizing your dream of getting into retailers such as PetSmart. So what can I tell you about PetSmart? Well, PetSmart is a mass retailer. They have tremendous buying power. If you get your pet product in there, it is amazing for you and your business. So obviously everybody who has a pet product agrees with that and all want to go after PetSmart. And the reason I mention that is because when you're dealing with a niche retailer that, you know, is very specific to one type of product and they're mass, it usually means that it's tremendous competition, and it also means that that they might not move forward with you unless you have some new, totally new, interesting, innovative product, or you can convince the buyer that your product is already selling, is going to be selling in mass, and so forth. So the key here is either, you know, when they're dealing with a lot of niche stuff, you know, they're either looking for completely new, interesting, and innovative, or you've already have proven sales, or they believe that somehow you're going to have tremendous sales once that product's in store. So that is tricky for those of you who are just getting started and that you don't have a totally innovative product and so forth. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't go after PetSmart, but it does mean that you need to consider that as an option. Now, if I were you and I had a pet product and I'd like to go after chain stores, I would definitely reach out to PetSmart and do my best in presenting my product accordingly to them. And if they reject me for some reason, I wouldn't take it personally at all because all of my other competitors are reaching out to them. So kind of, I already know it's super competitive. So, you know, if they say no to me, you know, I understand and I feel okay with it, but at least I tried and that's great. And the second thing I would do is I would go after all of the other retailers that you never considered going after and bring your product back to PetSmart when you have some proven sales. Most major retailers have a pet section in their store, so why go after just the PetSmart? Target has a pet section in their store. Walmart has a pet section in their store. Sears, all these you know, retailers have pet products. So sell everywhere else, build up your business, start growing that, and then come back to the highly niche competitive retailers like PetSmart. Again, I still think you should go for it, but just understand the market and what it's all about, and you know, just do what you got to do and come back to them. And you know, you bring your product back when your product is a little bit more successful, and you know, keep going for it until they agree to take your product on. So anyways, I hope that provided value for you. This is Karen Waxman, Retail MBA. Please be on the lookout for the additional videos I create on retail. And if you'd love to learn how to approach, pitch, and sell to chain store retailers, please take a look at the link below. I have a product called Retail MBA. It's a training program, and it will tell you exactly how to do that and how to get started today in getting your products in a big box retailers. Thanks so much.